Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by members of the Pendley Christian Girls tennis team, Ava Breams and Lexi Braderhorst, after the program's first 9-0 start since 2019. Ava, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be able to have a start like this and match that mark of the 2019 squad?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's been a really fun season, a great start. Lots of practicing throughout the summer helps lead to this point in the season. Hopefully we can beat Pella tomorrow and be conference champs.
And Lexi, same thing. What does it mean to you to be able to get off to a great start like this to the season and match the best start since 2019 for Pendley Christian Girls Tennis?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. As my second year playing as a sophomore, it's been really fun to just have a good start to the season. And yeah, just hopefully we can get a good win against Pella tomorrow and conference champs.
And again, we're going to come back and touch on that Pella match coming up here, but got to touch first on some of the matches you guys have played. Ava, you've been playing in the number two single spot, number one doubles with Reagan DeVries there, and been a very strong season for you in those spots. What have been some of the things that have stood out to you about the way your game has grown this year to even last year or years prior?
Yeah, I would say throughout my practice, throughout the summer and off season, my serving has grown a lot. And just confidence in my game, so I can utilize that to my ability on the court throughout my matches, and that's really helped to have a good season so far.
And Lexi, you mentioned second year playing here for Pella Christian Girls Tennis Squad. What have been some of the things that you've seen from that first meet, your freshman year, to now the ninth meet of your sophomore year? How has your game grown and just continued to improve?
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of growth from the first meet freshman year, and I just think I've become kind of stronger as a singles player and also a doubles, and I just think it's been a great experience to become better at the game of tennis.
And looking at the way that this season has gone too, we got to talk about Newton on Tuesday night, a very strong win there to get to that 9-0 mark. Ava, I know you played a very quick singles match, had to wait a little while before you got into doubles match, and that one went a little bit longer tonight, but overall looked like the confidence even from matches earlier in the season to now has just continued to grow. What has allowed that confidence to just continue to get higher and higher as the season has progressed?
Yeah, I would say my confidence has grown a lot because of my gameplay, how well I've been playing. My mental game has improved a lot since last year, has allowed me to keep calm during play. And yeah, just win after win gives you confidence, so not getting down about a loss.
And Lexi, you've played a lot of tight matches at number four singles and also as part of the number two doubles team with Addie. And maybe it's something about that number two doubles that makes you play longer matches in singles play or something like that. I know you and Addie have talked about that this year, but it takes a lot of strength and stamina to be able to win a lot of those matches. What's allowed you to find that stamina and find that confidence throughout some of those tighter matches that you played this season?
Yeah, just tonight I had a tight match where I won in a super tiebreaker 14-12. And so I just think, like, during that super tiebreaker when it was going every other point, I just kind of had to keep telling myself just to get the ball in the court and just wait for her to lose a point, because sometimes that's all that you can do when she'll return the aggressive and hard balls, is just to just get it in play and, yeah, just be patient with it.
And again, we're talking to Ava Breams and Lexi Braderhorst, the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Team, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page. And Ava, you mentioned Pella coming up today to be able to match up with them for a potential conference title and going into postseason play. How big of a boost has the win against Newton and some of these previous matchups given you going into that matchup with Pella that you can go and secure that conference title?
Yeah, it's meant a lot. The wins against smaller schools and tougher schools like Norwalk and Indianola has given us a lot of confidence to play well against Pella tomorrow. We know they'll be tough, but I think we can do it.
Lexi, same thing. How have some of these matches, especially coming off of a sweep against Newton, helped kind of prepare you and giving you that confidence going into that Pella match that you can win a Little Hawkeye Conference regular season title?
Yeah, it's just kind of given the team as a whole a good amount of confidence from just other wins we've had throughout the season. And me personally, I'm excited about my singles and doubles win tonight. And so hopefully that will just give us all a boost to just get a good win tomorrow.
And we following up that puddle match. You get a little bit of a break with tulip time in there, and then it really gets into the heart of postseason play. What are some of the goals that you have for yourselves as you get out of the regular season matches and get into postseason play?
Yeah, I would say just to do my best in postseason and see, hopefully make it a ways. That's obviously the goal. Yeah, really see and myself and how far I can go.
Lexi, same thing. What's kind of your goal as you get into postseason play of how far you can go this season?
Yeah, I just hope for some success with the postseason meets because, first off, like, I played singles last year with my partner Rachel Lanferman, and so I think it'll be good to change it up and play doubles in the postseason events with Addie. So, yeah, I'm just hoping for some success with that and hope it'll go a long way.
Ava and Lexi, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a 9-0 start, and best of luck on trying to make that 10-0 this afternoon.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Ava Breams and Lexi Branderhorst here on today's Manly Radio Sports page.